You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get to spend the next 7 minutes with the general manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway. Chris Blair is with us, and in 7 minutes, you would miss a lot in the Cup Series race, the Enjoy Illinois 300, I'll tell you that, on June 2nd. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. Yeah, the days are counting down, and it's fast approaching.
It is, no doubt about it. You've got a race, you have a concert, you have all kinds of stuff to put together. It is one big event. Let's start, though, with the big announcement this past week. I was there for it. 5-year extension with Worldwide Technology as your naming rights sponsor. And while that seemed like a foregone conclusion from a lot of people, it is a big deal. Dave Stewart and Worldwide Technology have really given so much to help make all of this happen, haven't they?
Oh, they really have. And, you know, it's so great to see, you know, when this originally started, it was an idea of Dave's. And now to see how the entire Worldwide Technology family, the marketing departments, the sales department, everybody over there is really they're seeing the benefit, and it's really helped them with what they're trying to accomplish. It's great for the community, which is another big part of what they like to do. For us, having the association with an organization such as Worldwide Technology, it really opens a lot of doors for us as well. So it's a win-win for both, and we're just really excited to have them coming back.
Kyle Busch has the pole for today's race in Dover. He is your defending champion. I would not count him out today or on June 2nd, and certainly you're going to be ramping up some things with him here shortly, aren't you, with number 8?
Yeah, we sure are. Kyle, you know, Kyle and I go way back from our days in Vegas together, and he's always been just a tremendous supporter of anything that we've been doing through his teams that won here. You know, when the truck series returned here 10 years ago, Bubba Wallace was driving for Kyle Busch Motorsports at that time. And, you know, Kyle and his entire team over there, they've always been supportive. Now seeing him racing with us in the Cup Series, you know, he finished 2nd year 1. He wins it in year 2. He obviously knows how to get around our racetrack, so we're pretty excited. And I'm glad to see him, you know, rebounding, because, you know, after our race last year, his team kind of went on the skids a little bit, and the rest of the year was terrible. So now we're starting to see some progress. He's making a pretty solid run. This is probably a good time to be doing that, and he should be super competitive when it comes time for him to get here in just over a month.
Steve Phelps, the president of NASCAR, was in town this past week. What was it like to hear his words, calling us the best sports town in the country, but also praising what the track has done to really continue what NASCAR wanted to do, which was make Cup Series races available to everyone?
Well, you know, that's one of the great things about Steve, and he's a fan of all sports. And when we were you know, just having the initial conversations with them about having a race, he came to town. That was back in 2019. You know, he's from the Northeast, so he was a Boston Bruins fan, unfortunately. And he was in town while we were doing some of our playoffs. He was there the night we clinched the Western Conference when the Blues did. And we knew we had that matchup coming in with the Bruins. So we had a pretty good rivalry going on that one. But, you know, he's been here, being able to see the teams. And it was so great when he was here, because we had him with Dave Stewart and then Andy Taylor, all kinds of folks from the sports scene here in the business community in St. Louis. that really welcomed him in, and that impressed him. And then seeing just the way the city and our businesses rally around all of our sports properties, it was fantastic. And that had a big part to do with us getting that race. He knew that if it came here, that the community would support it. And hearing Steve's comments, it was fantastic. You know, gotten to know Steve very well the last few years, and he's sincere. When he says it, he means it. And, you know, we're very proud of that fact.
Yeah, we have a way of just drawing people in here in St. Louis. If you're not from here, you just become one of us, and you kind of get why we just love sports truly. I mean, love building our region around sports, and that's what Curtis Francois and this group has done at Worldwide Technology Raceway. You and I have been in partnership. I've served as a brand ambassador, let's say, in a lot of ways since before NASCAR Cup landed here. And I see the inner workings of the track. I mean, Curtis and your staff really make it happen, but you build around it this race, an event. You've delivered your promise. And now we have this Confluence Music Festival with, and to your point, you know, diversity, inclusion, everybody involved in this music event. This is not a country music event. It's not a hip hop event. It's Ludacris and Riley Green. It's T-Pain and Adam Wainwright. It's Big and Rich and everybody else jumping in. I mean, it's really something.
It really is. You know, when this started out, it was supposed to be just, you know, we were trying to line up a couple of music acts to play around the NASCAR races. And we were having those conversations with Dave Stewart and his team, and Dave too. And they said, hey, we want to get involved in the music aspect. And it went from being a couple of music acts to 30 music acts and a full-blown production. You know, Kofi Coleman and the team over there at the Muni got involved. They're the ones who helped put it all together for us. And it really is a great community play, and it showcases so many things that we're doing. It's not only, you know, diverse music acts, but there's also a big component of this is making sure that we're showcasing musicians from the St. Louis region. And so that's been very important, too. So there's a lot of artists that that we've been showcasing, such as, you know, Bailey Zimmerman last year. He was grew up just 90 miles from here. We've had Alexandra Kay the year before. She's going on doing some great things. So we try to showcase both the local talent as well and give them that platform to show what they're doing. And that's all because of the dream and the vision of Dave Stewart, Dave Two, and everybody over there at Worldwide Technologies that in the Stewart Family Foundation. They're really showcasing a lot of great things about St. Louis.
On your website, WWTRaceway.com, the Enjoy Illinois 300 countdown ticker, I should say, is going. It says 35 days, 3 hours, 33 minutes, and 30 seconds. So, yeah, it's on. What do you think you want fans to know the most, Chris? What should fans know about this event as they start to get their tickets and plan?
Well, the number one thing, they just need to know that when they buy that ticket that gets them through the gate, it gets them the world of everything that's taking place that day with the music festivals, the car shows, all the different things that we have going on. So we're really emphasizing this year that, you know, your race ticket is your concert ticket. You don't have to buy anything else to get that exposure. But it is really an event like no other. And the positive comments we're getting from the industry, there's so many people, other tracks that are seeing what we're doing, and we're kind of the guinea pigs for some of these other tracks. We're trying it, and then they're going to they follow and do it themselves. And so, you know, we've been a pretty good little test shop for a lot of the things that are going on. So when the fans come to our race, they know they're going to see something that they're not going to get anywhere else. It's an event like no other, and we just keep trying to grow and make it bigger and better each year. Which, you know, when you talk about that countdown clock, that's one of the things I try to ignore it as much as possible, because I know that you know, we're always looking for the next event. You're only as good as your next event. And with each day when we get there, our goal is, what are we going to do today that's going to make the event even bigger and better? And that's our number one mission.
NASCAR weekend.
There, yeah, they know they're going to see a show.
Yeah, that's right. June 1st and 2nd, WWTRaceway.com. Thank you, Chris.
Hey, thank you, Tom. See
you. We'll be right back after the news.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.